This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is focused on defeating the Islamic State group as his multi-nation tour of Europe continues Monday. The top diplomat urged allies to maintain the same focus on defeating ISIS, with a particular focus on countering its affiliates in Africa. He spoke at the start of a meeting of the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS. Blinken noted that 10,000 ISIS militants are being detained by Syrian Democratic Forces. The top U.S. diplomat announced $436 million in additional humanitarian aid for Syrians and communities in surrounding countries that have been hosting Syrian refugees. Syria condemned the U.S. airstrikes against militia targets on its border with Iraq. Citing a foreign ministry statement, Syrian state media said Monday that the strikes were a flagrant violation of the sanctity of Syrian and Iraqi lands. Syria also renewed its call for the U.S. administration to stop the attacks. The U.S. Defense Department says the military conducted airstrikes against what it says were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. Kirby says the U.S. military targeted three operational and weapons storage facilities Sunday, two in Syria and one in Iraq. Rescue workers in the United States are heading into a fifth day of digging through the rubble of a partially collapsed condo building outside the U.S. city of Miami, Florida. They are still holding out hope of finding survivors. The death toll stood at 9 on Monday. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. At least 7 people have died and dozens have been injured in an explosion in Bangladesh's capital. Police and fire officials say the explosion Sunday evening damaged vehicles and surrounding buildings in Dhaka's Mogh Bazar area. Dhaka Metropolitan Police Commissioner Shafiqul Islam told reporters at least 7 people have died in the blast. The nature of the explosion could not be immediately determined. It's the first day of South Africa's move back to a harder lockdown as a third wave of COVID-19 infections courses through a population of less than 4% of whom have yet been partly vaccinated. Africa's most advanced economy recorded on Saturday 18,000 new infections, just 3,000 shy of its second wave peak seen in January. Government data shows that 1 in every 4 people being tested are showing a positive result. A slow vaccination drive brought about by a combination of bad luck, failure to order vaccines early enough, and a contamination of Johnson & Johnson vaccines that meant a whole batch had to be destroyed. All those factors have left South Africans ill-prepared to weather a third wave. Saif al-Islam Gaddafi hasn't been seen in public since his rebel captors released him from detention in 2017. But he appears now to be mulling a run for Libya's president in elections the United Nations and Western powers are pressing for in December. Saif is the son of the late Libyan autocrat Muammar Gaddafi. The prospect of Saif figuring in the elections is unnerving Western diplomats and international democracy advisors. They say Libya's troubled peace process has enough major obstacles to overcome without Gaddafi's son, who is a highly polarizing figure. Saif is wanted by the International Criminal Court on war crime charges. Record numbers of Venezuelans are crossing the U.S.-Mexico border as overall migration swells. Unlike the farmers and low-wage workers who come from Mexico or Central America, the Venezuelans include bankers, doctors, and engineers. They're fleeing turmoil in the country with the world's largest oil reserves and pandemic-induced pain across South America. The increased number of Venezuelan migrants is a harbinger of a new type of migration that has caught the Biden administration off guard, pandemic refugees. Many had been living for years in other South American countries to escape economic devastation in Venezuela. But with the pandemic still raging in many parts of South America, they're moving again. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.